You're listening to Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance, Protecting Texas Churches. The show that gives pastors and church leaders the clarity they need to protect their people, property, and ministry.
Welcome back to Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance, Protecting Texas Churches. I'm your host, Ron Wadley, with Insurance for Texans. We help church leaders protect their people and property with wisdom and clarity. Today's conversation starts the way many important church decisions do. Two pastors, a cup of coffee, and an honest discussion about money. One afternoon, a Baptist pastor named Paul was sitting across the table from a Methodist pastor talking about how much more expensive it's become to run a church. Insurance costs were up. Utilities were up. Repairs cost more than they used to. Every line item seemed heavier. That's when the Methodist pastor casually mentioned that their church treasurer was bonded. Paul paused. He trusted his treasurer completely, faithful, organized, transparent. But the word bonded caught his attention. He had never really thought about it before. Was that something churches were supposed to do? Was it common? Was it necessary? Or was it overkill? Those questions led Paul down a path that more Texas churches should be walking right now. A surety bond, sometimes called a fidelity bond or employee dishonesty bond, doesn't protect the treasurer. It protects the church. If money is misused, mishandled, or outright stolen, the bond is there to help the church recover financially. That can feel uncomfortable to talk about. No one wants to believe something like that could happen in their church. But stewardship isn't about suspicion. It's about preparation. Even good people make mistakes, and occasionally people abuse trust. A bond doesn't accuse anyone of wrongdoing. It simply acknowledges reality and puts a safeguard in place. As Paul kept thinking about it, another layer became clear. Bonding the treasurer wasn't just about protection, it was about trust in both directions. Church members give faithfully, believing their offerings will be handled wisely. When leadership takes steps to protect those funds, it sends a quiet but powerful message. We take this responsibility seriously. We guard what's been entrusted to us. For Paul's church in Lubbock, that mattered. The board wanted their congregation to know that financial integrity wasn't assumed. It was reinforced. Then came the question every finance committee eventually asks: what does it cost? The answer surprised them. Surety bonds are typically affordable, especially compared to the damage a financial loss can cause to a church's mission, reputation, and relationships. In some denominations, bonding the treasurer isn't optional at all, it's required. That revelation caused Paul's board to do something many churches haven't done in years. They pulled out their bylaws, they reviewed their policies, and they realized there were gaps, not just around bonding, but across their broader insurance picture. That's when they reached out to Insurance for Texans. Working with a church insurance specialist changed the conversation. Instead of guessing, they were guided. Instead of reacting, they were planning. The bond became part of a larger strategy, not a standalone decision. And along the way, other coverage gaps were identified and addressed. That's how stewardship should work. Not rushed, not piecemeal, but intentional and informed. At Insurance for Texans, our True Texas Church Insurance Program is built around asking the right questions first. We don't start with products. We start with understanding how your church actually operates, who handles money, what ministries are active, and where risk truly lives. Sometimes the right answer includes a surety bond. Sometimes it reveals something else entirely. Either way, clarity replaces uncertainty. If your church has a treasurer handling funds, now is a good time to ask whether bonding makes sense. Connect with our church insurance team at insurance4texans.com. And if you want to know more about church insurance overall, get a copy of our book, The Promise of Certainty, at thepromiseofcertainty.com. I'm Ron Wadley, and this has been Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance Protecting Texas Churches. Until next time, remember, insurance and faith can go hand in hand.
Thanks for listening to Faith, Stewardship, and Insurance. Until next time, remember, insurance isn't just about policies. It's about safeguarding the mission God has called you to lead.